right now on VFN TV. We're continuing our amazing, amazing interview with Dr. Russ Moyer of Eagle Worldwide Ministries. It's so encouraging, so many inspiring things. As a matter of fact, let's join in now on that interview.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
We've seen God do some pretty powerful things without us, even the Holy Spirit doing things. That one example, we were gathered together in a house, and we were having, everybody came over for a gathering, and we're having meals and we're eating together, and people are just, you know, decompressing from what happened in the weeks or whatever, just loving everybody. Well, somebody came as a leader in a local well-known traditional church that came over on that particular gathering, and immediately just started talking about things like things we were doing wrong, things that wasn't right, you know. And we're just the church, get something to eat. Oh, great. We ate together, you know, and then we actually went over and began to worship God, you know, no hype, no extra whatever, no drummer. We begin to worship God, and the Holy Spirit comes, manifests himself for us. And, you know, we have music playing, and he manifests himself. The glory of God is so strong that this leader in this local traditional church begins to cry out, "I'm a sinner! I'm a sinner! I'm a sinner!" And several men had to go and lead that man to the Lord right there in the presence of the power of God.
Praise the Lord.
When we function as the church, the Holy Spirit shows up and everything happens. Another particular man, he's watching VFN Family TV that we have, we're broadcasting, God showing us in the early days how God was going to use it and anoint it. And he was kind of half asleep, and he was living with his girlfriend at that particular time. And I'm talking to him about, you know, specifically about God. And I came down, I said, and I pointed right at the camera, I said, "In the name of Jesus," and the Holy Spirit took the finger of God and shoved it right into his gut. He's like, whoop, he shot up, right? And gave his life to the Lord, married his girlfriend, and they're married to this day. The power of God. Another particular man, he didn't want to be. Somebody brought him to the same kind of situation. He didn't want to be there. You know how people think they're doing a favor. Like, I just brought the demoniac who doesn't want to get delivered to the gathering, right? And so he was, you know, we ate together. We'd prayed. Now we're gonna watch this message coming from VFN Family. That's what we do inside of Vine Fellowship Network, right? And so it came time for this message. And he fell asleep. He fell asleep like this. His head's hanging back on this big chair. People were sitting on the side of him and all that. And so he's asleep. So you have the power. So he's not connected to what's going on physically, but the spirit was on him. I was talking about empty houses, open doors, and how that, you know, Satan can come back and be seven times worse. You get delivered. And so right there on television, I say, "In the name of Jesus, come out." And he comes from a dead sleep. He's like this. He goes, and he gets delivered right there.
Amen.
And the lady sitting beside, she slid all the way across. She's like, "Oh my gosh."
Amen.
That's how we're supposed to be. That's the normal thing we're supposed to be as the church, right? But it seems like we start getting traditional, and we start getting these things. We lose all those attributes of just embracing the Holy Spirit, loving each other, and watching. Another particular guy comes in, literally comes in to bring harm to one of the members of the church. Was coming in there to destroy this particular person. Came a long ways to do it. They came and they ate. They came and we began to worship. As soon as we began to worship, he could not even stand in the presence. So he literally began to just, that thing that was on him was taking him and saying, "You cannot be here." And literally God ran him off, and he would even come nowhere near that place again. And this big strong man, and he would stand at a distance and talk from a distance like, "Oh, okay, yeah." And he wouldn't come near it because the fear of God was on him for coming anywhere near the church. Well, guess what? Today, he's a believer in the love of God. Isn't that awesome?
I was in a church in Rochester preaching. We preached out on the beach in Ontario Beach in Rochester and did an outreach there. And then we went to an outreach center in downtown,
right,
run by Elam Fellowship. Then I'm in this church and I'm preaching in the church for 2 days. And while I'm in the church the first night, I get a word of knowledge that there's somebody that I said, you have this pain in your shoulder, and it's going down almost like a little snake right down your left shoulder. And this guy comes down and starts coming down the aisle, and as he comes down the aisle, I said, well, I bind that in Jesus' name. Right. And he fell down to the ground, and I began to cast spirits out.
Right, right.
You know, because he was manifesting and making like a snake on the floor.
Right,
I cast all these spirits out, and then in the meantime, now the service kind of goes in a completely different direction, obviously.
Right.
And I'm up in the front and having an altar call, and a bunch of people get saved because of what they just saw.
Right, right.
And this guy goes back wherever he went. Actually, was the sound man.
Uh-huh.
And
he was the what?
He was the sound man.
Say that again?
He was the sound man.
So he's working in there.
So that night, now we're up in front, and I'm praying for people. And this lady came in a walker.
Mm-hmm.
And now she starts to come up toward the front. And I get ready to pray for her, and I lift my hand, and she comes out from the walker. Now she's on the ground, and she's clawing at me, and she's making all these animal sounds. And I just keep backing up, and I'm binding spirits and casting them out.
Right.
And the lady had all her knuckles and all in her hands were all bent up.
Right.
And she had just a lot of issues.
Right.
And she ended up getting up out of there and walking out of the place with the walker. But she was trying to claw at me and things.
Oh, yeah.
The next night, the guy who was in the sound booth comes down. He says, I wanted to give you my testimony.
Right.
So I said, okay, and I hand him the microphone. And he said, well, I'm the assistant pastor in this church.
Right.
I was doing sound last night, and you guys saw what happened. Mm-hmm. He said, I've been operating a Jezebelic spirit, trying to bypass the authority of my pastor and run this church. And he said, that spirit got cast out of me last
night.
Praise
God.
And I'm like, brand new person.
Woo!
Right, and the other lady got up and testified. But sometimes I'll be preaching about something completely different, and someone will manifest where they're at.
Right,
and sometimes people say, "Why don't we see much of that in North America? We see it in other places." And
we see it. We don't
come
see it delivered
until the fire gets hot.
Oh, true.
We don't have enough fire in the church.
Right.
To rattle the snake out.
Right.
And what we need to do is get the fire around.
Right.
You get the fire around, them things are going to manifest.
Yeah.
They don't want to be revealed in the light of God, and the power of the light of God will actually dispel that darkness and command that spirit to manifest. Once that light comes into the meeting and the power of the light of God, like in the book that I just wrote, we need to not just settle for the presence, but the power of his presence.
Right.
And we need to have the power of the light, the power of the presence, the power of the glory.
He'll put up his light, his power, his presence, his glory. That's what you're talking about right now.
I'm talking about the presence and the power of God making itself manifest and how we get it and how we use it.
The results of all this, by the way, because you're making it, that people get free. We're not what we're being attacked with. So you're saying that thing that's been oppressing them for years gets dealt with by the power in the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Christ, and they're set free.
The presence of God. Oof. And just amazing things happening in the power and the presence of God.
Yeah.
People get healed in the presence of God.
Yeah.
People get delivered and set free.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why we need the power of God.
Right.
Sometimes we're afraid, even in a charismatic Pentecostal community, well, maybe nobody's going to receive it, the power of God. Maybe it's going to push them away.
Right.
You know what? The power of God is what attracted my attention in his presence.
Right.
His power, I remember when I saw the people, the young people manifesting and shaking at Brownsville.
Right.
I saw the lady whose head shook.
Right.
It got my attention. Nobody could shake their head like that for 2.5-3 hours and be okay unless it was God.
Right.
The signs and the wonders and the miracles and the manifestations, we need to get the glory and the power of God together.
Right.
The power of God to set the captive free.
Right.
The power of God to heal. The power of God to really save.
That's why Jesus came.
Yes.
That's why he came. And you talk about it. That I found out, you know, in my history and a lot of our histories is that we're too nice to second heaven. We're too nice we're too worried about offending someone. Well, even when the vision that Rick Joyner had, I'm on Rick Joyner today for I don't know why, but he's God showed him the spiritual realm and that, you know, the things are on you, they're hanging over you, vultures of depression. And when he would go in this vision, he would literally take arrows of truth and he would fire at the demon to basically get the person delivered. The person would think you're talking about them and that you're you can't try to deliver someone. They're thinking, you're talking about me. You know, we're talking about what you're struggling with. We're talking about, you're not what you're being attacked with. A lot of people right now probably think, right now as we're talking, that you're probably thinking that you are what you're being attacked with. Jesus loves you. Jesus came and died and paid the price for you to set you free. You are not that thing you're struggling with. You can be delivered in the name of Jesus. And that's what Russ is talking. That's what we're talking about. And just getting in, and listen, if you're in a place that doesn't believe in deliverance, you need to deliver yourself from the place that says you don't believe in deliverance, because Satan comes back again and again and again.
It's in that darkness, a lack of true revelation and understanding,
right,
that those spirits continue to manifest.
That's how we win. We win if we understand we have to be delivered.
Yes.
From the Lord's Prayer is, deliver me from the evil one, right?
No doubt.
We're going to come right back to this amazing interview with Dr. Russ Moyer. Listen, comment below. What are your thoughts about what Russ Moyer is sharing, some of the thoughts we're talking about? We want to hear from you. Your comments are very important to us. Comment below. Also, don't forget you can connect to us in the VFNKB community. Go to VFNKBcommunity.com. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
I'll ask you a question. Are you tired of working harder and harder and seeing less and less of the success that you always dreamed about having? Well, I believe my book, I Will Fight 10 Strategies for Your Success, with its 502 wisdom nuggets can help. I mean, it's time to stop settling for mediocre. No more wallowing in defeat. Let hopelessness go. It's time to see the upside of life and begin winning again. I want to share with you timeless strategies I gathered over a lifetime that are proven, practical, and implementable. They've worked for me, they've worked for others, and I believe they're gonna work for you. I wanna help as many people as possible achieve success, kingdom success. That's why I wanna bless you with my book for free. That's right, I'll cover the cost of the book. You invest in the shipping and handling. I mean, there's nothing to think about, it's free. Claim your book, don't wait a second longer, and discover the breakthrough that's awaiting you.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
And so it's, go ahead.
You know, I walk in the prophetic anointing. That's my primary gifting and calling, is that of the prophetic. And, you know, I walk in the prophetic, walk in the supernatural, signs and wonders and miracles, do deliverance ministry, which is a sign and a miracle.
Yeah.
He calls them both that, you know. And you walk in that realm, you're going to get a lot of opposition. You better learn how to fight when you walk in end time ministry. And you better also learn how to accept rejection.
Right.
Because most of the church that calls themselves church, most people that call themselves Christians and go to what they call Christian churches, don't believe in the power and the presence of God. They don't believe in the demonic realm. They don't believe in sin anymore.
Right.
They're running away from the cross instead of to the cross. And they don't understand repentance. They don't understand the power of the enemy and how to fight them. They don't understand the power and authority that God gave them.
We had a mega church here on the program we're talking about. It was a mega large, like thousands of people. And the pastor was not a pastor at all. He's an atheist. And they don't even know he's being interviewed. Mm. He says, I don't know any other trade. But all those people are under someone who was an atheist. He's an admitted atheist I can't tell them because I won't have a job.
Oh my goodness.
So the church, we're like blinded to what's going on. It's not, you know, when Dietrich Bonhoeffer was in Germany, he was trying to tell people, listen, Hitler's not right. They're going, listen, we could work with Hitler. We could bring him in. He joined the church, you know, and that type of thing. And it's like, he can't. He's rejecting the Jews. He's rejecting the Messianic believers. And so he literally ended up starting maybe 11 churches that begin to fight within themselves. And finally, he ended up in this remote area with a lot of young people teaching them how to abide. Read God's word, pause, ask God what you mean, pray about it, meditate on that word. That's how his last hours on this earth ended up, because the church rejected God and what was going on. Look what happened in the earth and the world during that time. It was just tragic.
We think in America that we're a mature church and that we're so far along because there's been a great teaching anointing. It's been on the church. But as I travel around the world in different places, we are way behind, both in the apostolic and prophetic fivefold revelation, actually modeling and being in operation, when we see what happens overseas, right. and the moves of the spirit right now, mm-hmm. that are the greatest moves of the spirit are happening, like Iran and the underground church, right. China, the things that go on in Africa and India and in Pakistan.
They have persecution.
They are so
the
much more mature, where they're seeing legitimate moves of the spirit and right. powerful moves right. of people getting saved. We're sitting over here, pompous and weak.
Comfort
is
and
what
convenience.
We are in this comfort zone.
Yeah.
And he's sending missionaries to America.
Yes.
He's sending evangelists right now to
yes.
America from other nations
yes.
to try to wake up the evangelists that are sitting in the American
yeah.
church,
mm-hmm.
fat and waiting.
Yeah.
That we're all supposed to do the work of an evangelist.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people that are called to the ministry of evangelism that
right.
aren't evangelizing.
Right.
And they, you know, because we're in this comfort zone of the
right.
American church.
Right.
It's in the comfortable pew.
Right.
I say pew to the comfortable pew. Get
yeah.
up out of that pew and let's go do something.
Yes.
Let's get back to being the real
Come
church.
On.
Let's not think so much about going to church
right.
as we're thinking about being
the church.
And
right.
and if once we're being the church, we're going to enjoy going
yeah.
to church. It's a joy to be amongst the brethren.
Right.
That's a safe place.
Right.
You know,
right.
That's the sanctuary, the place where we can learn, where we can grow,
right.
we can get equipped, get empowered.
Right.
But the mission field begins at the door.
Right.
And we need to begin to break out of the four walls of a building and begin to actually do the work of ministry.
Oof,
you know, it's time
song.
For the work of the
yeah.
ministry to be done. The work
yeah.
that Jesus Christ did when he walked the earth,
right.
that's the work. That's the mandate we have.
Yeah.
That's the mandate that he gave us on the day of the ascension in Matthew chapter 16, 15 through
yeah.
20.
Mm-hmm.
He told us to cast out demons in his name, to lay hands on the sick, to preach the gospel.
That's right.
And when are we going to, I don't know what the world we're waiting for. What part
right.
of go ye are we having trouble with in the American church?
Right.
Sitting here thinking that we're high, pompous, and mature.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll tell you what, mature like that gets
right,
mature.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
What we need to do is to get up and get right with God.
Yeah.
Let's get back into the program and doing the work of the ministry.
Yeah. I'd say it's lukewarm.
The hard work of
when
ministry.
When you say it's lukewarm,
yeah.
and not hot, not cold, and Jesus' response to being lukewarm was not a pot. It's literally spit you
what
out of the mouth.
The way you want to describe the American church.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't know.
American church is lukewarm. And I tell you what, there's a lot of them sitting in church every single week.
Right.
That they no more saved than the man in the moon.
Well, don't you think, though, if, you know, we specifically, the Lord laid on our hearts, he showed me some, you know how it is, if you're prophetic, you're seeing, he showed me some, so for sometimes he showed me so many things, I'm like, I get up angry, he showed me things in dreams. He's like, he said, if you're going to get angry, I'm not going to tell you about them. I didn't tell you that to get all upset. But
yeah.
the, you know, one thing the Lord showed me where it was at this particular traditional looking church, you know, running about maybe 500-800 people, maybe 1,000. But what was being ministered from the podium was not of God, it was darkness. And so this, as soon as he would speak, this dark spirit would leave the podium and go over the people. And so it would stay there. But once they said amen, it would come back to the person. Then he would go back, he'd say it again, it went out over the people. Then they would say, when they agreed, it would come back to him, you know? And so the things that are being spoken, I mean, God's people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, knowledge comes from those who God's give the ability to teach and to anoint and speak the truth. And then when they hear the truth from what's heard, right? From what's the preaching of the word, people, they get free, they get hurt.
You're talking about something that's really on my heart because it, you know, we can be angry without sinning. And there is a righteous indignation.
Oh, yes, true.
And
yeah.
there's a prophetic generation that's rising up now
yeah.
that's going to declare the truth, that's going to,
right.
you know, really bring forth the truth. And because there's a generation that's waiting,
right.
waiting for the trumpet sound that's in the heart of this next prophetic generation
right.
that's going to come. And they're going to be bold, they're going to be courageous, they're going
right.
to speak the word of God. I believe that there's a lot of lollipop prophets around.
Yeah.
They ain't nothing but fluff and stuff.
Balaam.
What
Balaam.
We need to see is
yeah.
the real prophetic to rise up and begin to
yeah.
make declarations, proclamations,
yeah.
do the work of ministry.
Right.
And they're going to call sin, sin.
Right.
And they're going to start to call out some things because
right.
the American church has been sitting here high and lofty.
Right.
It's time for us to get real. It's time for us to get right. And it's going to raise a lot of stuff. You said something about offense.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? The kind
right.
of ministry I walk in, I constantly bring offense. I don't,
right.
I'm not looking for trouble.
Right.
Trouble finds me.
Oh, yeah.
You start walking in signs, wonders, America, you start casting out demons.
Right.
And we were talking about hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
You know, hand-to-hand
yeah.
combat. So
right.
the enemy don't like that. So there's always spiritual opposition.
Right.
And some of it comes from the closest points in your life.
Oh, yes.
You know?
The one sent to help
whatever
you.
Whatever open doors around you.
Right, yeah.
You know, uncircumcised Philistine yeah. that's sitting yeah. in the camp.
You know, that's playing the piano. No matter
what. Could be.
Right.
It could be the pastor. Right. You never
yes,
know.
True.
You
know, well, you know, when God showed me that about the things that was happening behind a podium, I began to repent, saying, God, just forgive us for the things that we're teaching, right? And then we came to the boardroom we just left from a little while ago. We were in there and we were talking, and a prophetic man was in there, and literally God just took him over to deliver this word. And he's talking about how upset he was with what's being spoken behind for these podiums, you know, for the platforms that they've been given to speak truth, but they're teaching not the truth. And so he said it was like a pyramid, and he's taken that whole pyramid and he's taken it upside down and he's shoving the entire podium in the ground, right? It was just the fear of God just came in the boardroom. We're talking. I'm like, that's powerful. Oh my God, that's exactly what the Lord's telling us. And so then I'm preparing at my home for Sunday. I was going to be preaching that Sunday. And so this pastor comes and knocks on my door. He knocks on my door. I'm like, hey, how are you doing? I didn't know him. He said, listen, he said, I don't know if you want this or not, but I'm not pastoring anymore. They're just not listening. I reach more people in the workplace than I'm reaching at this podium. My dad built me this podium. I wanted to know if you wanted this podium. After God told me, I was like, I don't want the podium. Right? He left it. He didn't even bring it on my property. He had it on the edge of my property, right? And so it was just God. You know, this is prophetic things, right? This is happening. This is not the vision, the dream. And so then I walk over to it because I know it means a lot to him, what God, his dad built for him. And that type of thing. And I looked at it and I said, listen, dude, I got to tell you, if you give it to me, this is what I'm going to do with it. I said, because this is what God's saying. And he could relate to it because he was watching the unresponsiveness of what was being taught. And I said, we're probably going to take it and we're going to burn it and we're going to repent for what's been said in America behind these things. He's going, because dear God, he says, I feel God all over me. He says, here, and he gave it to me, right? And this sounds wild for people that are looking, but if you're prophetic, you understand this. And if you just want to repent, you understand it. And so our next leadership gathering, you know, we had gotten together, and sometimes we always do a fire or something to get around the fire. And we said, you know what? I said, let's put this podium on this fire here. And we put them, and just roaring embers went up. And the embers went so high. I've never seen anything burn so high. It was this aggressive fire that was just burning this thing, right? It was just huge. And guess what happened that very night? Fox News reported on it. As a matter of fact, take a look. Wow.
NASA astronomers have released an amazing deep space image that they are calling the Hand of God. The image is of the remains of a star that exploded 17,000 light years away. They say the hand shape may be an optical illusion, but they're not sure. Do you see it? Either way, it is going viral, this picture, today.
You know what just happened? The hand of God appeared in the heavenlies that night. They saw, because you literally see, Fox News says, the hand of God.
Fox News reported that.
They reported that. That was the night. We're looking, and then literally, you know, that was the night that we burnt that podium, and we're just going, dear God, forgive us for everything that's been spoken behind the podiums in America and the church. Yeah. You know, because if the church is, if the world, if America is in a problem, it's because the church is in a problem.
You were talking about the man who was an atheist and pastor in a church, and I see all different kinds of people right. in ministry, and some of them are called by their mama,
yeah,
or some of them are pursuing a career.
Right.
I want you to know that ministry is not a career. Ministry is a calling,
yeah.
And you need to really be called of God. And not to pursue it as a career, because it's not about fortune and fame.
Dear Lord,
it's about
yeah.
doing the walk and the work of ministry.
Yeah.
You know, there are some people you're out there right now.
Talk to them.
And I know God's calling you. He's knocking on the door of your heart right now. He spoke to you a long time ago, and now is your moment. Now is a coming out moment. He's knocking on the door of your heart right now, and he's wanting you to make that big choice, to make that commitment, to serve him with all that you are and all that you have and all that you hope to be.
Yes.
This is a moment where your calling is going to be made manifest and made clear. Right now, if that's you, just put your hand over your heart right
yes.
now and just begin now yeah. to tell him that you will, that you say, I will. I will, Lord. I'll go. I'll do it. I'm going to answer the call, and I'm going to answer the call now. Now's that moment.
Yeah.
Now's the time. Now's
yeah.
the time for you.
Yeah.
Now just receive the love of God and that empowerment and anointing in this moment. If you're called to the prophetic and you know that you're living in dreams and visions somewhere and you're having these things and you feel like you don't quite fit, but you know there's a prophetic call on you and you're out there now, receive the prophetic anointing now. You can receive it right there. I declare it.
Yes.
I proclaim it over you right now. A fresh release of the prophetic anointing, the prophetic call, that you would begin to get dreams and visions and revelation knowledge. And Father, I just thank you right now that you are raising up a prophetic army, a prophetic company.
Yes.
And right now we're saying, send us, Lord.
Yes.
Untangle us. We are the soldiers right now. We are the soldiers that are saying, yes, untangle us from civilian affairs, and we will report for duty. And if that's you right now, just make that claim and tell somebody around you about that. Mm. You know, we've been talking about the Lord and all kinds of things, the deliverance and all of this. You might be out there and you may don't, maybe you know all about Jesus, but you don't really know Jesus.
Talk to him.
You've never really declared him as your Lord and Savior. You know about him. You heard all the pretty stories in school, but you hear us talking about an intimate relationship with God and how he moves, how he's real, how he manifests himself, and you don't have any understanding or feeling of that. But today, you know this is the truth, and you feel it in your spirit, and you feel it in your heart. If today you want to receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, now's your moment. Now's your moment of opportunity. Just open up your heart. Say this prayer with me right now.
Yes.
Heavenly Father.
Heavenly Father.
I thank you.
I thank you.
I thank you for loving me.
I thank you for loving me.
Loving me enough to speak to me.
Loving me enough to speak to me.
About the sin in my heart.
About the sin that's in my heart.
The sin that's in my life.
The sin that's in my life.
I repent.
I repent.
I repent of everything I've ever done.
I repent from everything I've ever done.
To hurt you.
To hurt you.
To hurt others.
To hurt others.
To hurt myself.
To hurt myself.
And Jesus.
Jesus.
I ask you.
I ask you.
Now to come into my heart.
Now to come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
My friend.
My friend.
My Savior.
My Savior.
My Lord.
My Lord.
I receive you today.
I receive you today.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. If you made that decision, I'm going to tell you right now that we have something special for you. You can write to us. You see our email address, you see our phone number, you see all our contact information right there. We have a package we want to be able to send you. I want to say welcome to the family of God. As a matter of fact, we shared some of our testimonies at meetmyfather.org, meetmyfather.org, which gives you a little bit more information right there. But we're so excited about you joining the family of God. God's got an awesome plan in store for you, plans to bless you and to prosper you. We're in a family, think about it, the family of God, an heir of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Making Jesus the Lord of your life, it's time to learn about him. We have some information to be able to get to you right there. By the way, also, if you haven't yet went to the VFNKB community, we just recently launched the time for us to talk directly. You go to vfnkbcommunity.com and be able to join in right there. It's a place, every other place, they're kind of blocking us from talking directly to you, but you can actually talk to us directly in the VFNKB community. Also, I want to say, I want you to be able to follow Russ and Maeve Moyer on their own social media. We'll make that available to you on your site, but also your ministry. It's Eagle Worldwide.
EagleWorldwide.com.
Eagle
That's our website.
Okay.
My email is bro.russ@eagleworldwide.com.
Okay.
And you can get us on the Facebook at Russ and Maeve Moyer. We want to be your friend.
Right.
We want to connect, make relationship with you.
Listen, I hate to interrupt, but listen, we're going to come back for this full interview. Join us in our next program. We're going to finish the interview with Dr. Russ Moyer. It gets better from here. But I want to pray with you right now. Father God, I just pray a blessing over our audience. God, I thank you for them right now as they're watching on their televisions, watching on their online presence, everywhere they are around the world, God. Encourage them, Father God. All those that are abiding with you, Lord, inspire them with your voice, Father God. We thank you for those that need healing, that need encouragement. God, encourage them. We ask you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And God, we ask you, dear God, end abortion. Send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray, in Jesus' name. And don't forget how easy it is. Love God, love others, and lead others to the same. And we'll see you in the VFNKB community.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch,
at vfnkb.com.
I've enjoyed our time together. God bless. We'll be right back.